This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A traveling porn expo is not welcome at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. The Dallas City Council today approved a resolution that bans the expo from returning to the city-owned center in downtown. As KERA's Christina Martinez reports, the vote was close, and the city could now be facing a lawsuit.
Nearly 20 people spoke out against the Exotica Expo. They said they don't want it back in Dallas. Vincent Parker, a preacher at Golden Gate Church, says the porn industry is linked to domestic violence and sex trafficking.
It's hard for me to be silent when there's so much pain. Some have said to ignore. I can't ignore some of the sources of much human suffering and pain. Some are saying we're overexposing an issue. I don't know how you can overexpose a $13 billion industry.
3 Expos is the company that produces Exotica. Its director, Jay Handy, said last year's event in Dallas went off without incident.
The Convention Center Management, Dallas Police, Dallas Vice, and the Dallas Fire Department as well all worked very closely with us to ensure the event met everyone's high standards, including our own.
Exotica calls itself the largest event dedicated to love and sex. It's filled with seminars, exhibits, and meet and greets with adult entertainment stars. Last year, several organizations had asked Mayor Mike Rawlings to keep the expo out of the city-owned convention center, but the mayor said he couldn't do anything about it because a contract was in place. What's different this time? No contract. So when Exotica owners wanted to come back to Dallas, city council members were notified and Rawlings brought the resolution forward to keep the event out. Rawlings is also the face of a citywide effort to end domestic violence. He said allowing the expo to happen would send the wrong message.
You can't have freedom without boundaries, and we know that's true in the Constitution as well. There are lines that at times people cross, and there are lines that are defined.
Rawlings said he wasn't concerned about a potential lawsuit from Exotica, but other council members like Mark Clayton were.
Let's not get sued to do a philosophical stand. Let's apply the money and the resources and the energies of all these amazing people in this council to things that can actually move the needle.
The council approved the resolution in a close 8-7 vote. Soon after, Exotica tweeted out a message. It said, quote, Dallas officials acknowledged our First Amendment rights and then voted against them. Organizers say there will be an Exotica in Dallas this year. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
In Fort Worth, the new school district superintendent is making big changes. Trustees approved the plan last night. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, the district will cut 10 executive positions, reassign central office employees, and put more money into struggling schools.
Superintendent Kent Scribner says in order to boost academic achievement, his leadership team has to shrink. That means eliminating all deputy superintendent positions and moving 70 teaching specialists from the main office to schools to help support teachers. This reorg would leave Scribner with a cabinet of 10 and could save the district more than $1.3 million. Money, he says, could be better spent.
So we've seen some positive trends in our district, however, not for every student. Graduation rates, while improving, are not improving fast enough, and we've seen persistent inequities across our school district.
The Fort Worth School District has 86,000 students in 129 schools. 21 of them are rated improvement required by the state. Scribner says his new leadership team will be able to make improvements in key areas, including kindergarten readiness, elementary reading, and middle school math.
As with all of the other departments, I would expect the chief academic officer to come back with a comprehensive reorganization of his or her division, consolidating first all literacy under one single director of literacy and language. That's been a challenge of ours.
Board President Jacinto Ramos says these changes are long overdue. One reason trustees picked Scribner for the job is that he told them the district was top-heavy.
By flattening the organization, it will allow more resources to come into the campuses. It will allow people to build relationships with the students, with the parents in the community, and give that extra support that's needed in an equitable manner.
Some employees whose positions will be cut will be retiring soon. Other positions are vacant and won't be filled. The district hasn't said how many employees could be laid off. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever written? That boy crazy love letter you wrote in high school? Imagine reading it in public. That's the premise of the show Mortified, finding cringe-inducing comedy gold in your past mistakes. 10 American cities currently have people eagerly embarrassing themselves on stage like this. KERA's Jerome Weeks reports North Texans now have the same opportunity.
In the comedy shows called Mortified, ordinary people get laughs and groans by reading awkward and silly things they wrote years ago, usually in their teenage journals or letters. But Cameron Kirkpatrick is 28. He's young enough, he says, to have expressed most of his youthful angst online in websites like MySpace.
And when I became an adult and I realized that people could Google you when you were job hunting, I deleted all of that.
But as a high schooler, Kirkpatrick also wrote songs. He was sure getting on American Idol was his destiny. So for this rehearsal at the Dallas Comedy House, he's dug out lyrics he wrote 10 years ago. This one was inspired by his admission into college and the sense his childhood was passing. The young Kirkpatrick captured that feeling with teenage self-pity and clueless imagery.
Today, I put my wishes away. Nothing's more lonely than packing up alone on this day. Today, I stayed in bed. I did. While people roamed the dry streets, I stood in wet corners.
Why would anyone do this? There are good reasons people hide this stuff in attics. But Kirkpatrick, who works in marketing in Dallas, says so far, reading his lyrics on stage has actually been cathartic.
To look back at those things and to laugh at yourself a little bit and to be able to appreciate what that did for who you are now and then share it publicly, it's sort of been a really nice gift.
Kirkpatrick was asked to join this week's Mortified show by his friend, Stephanie Mogenet, who works for Neiman Marcus. Mogenet wanted to start a Mortified chapter because she'd seen the 2013 documentary called Mortified Nation. The whole Mortified thing began in 2002 in L.A. when writer Dave Nadelberg found an awful love letter he'd never sent. He had a great time reading it to his friends. He realized others must have similar, hilariously wretched stuff buried away. 14 years later, there's been a Mortified reality TV series, and there are chapters in 10 American cities and 8 in Europe. So Mogenet emailed the show's creators about starting up Mortified in Dallas. Within 2 hours, they wrote back. Turns out, Ann Jensen-Smith, who produced Mortified in L.A. for 9 years, had just moved to North Texas. She's looking to get a psychology degree here.
I've been reading people's diaries for 9 years, and I thought that that would be the next best move.
But Jensen-Smith also hoped to start a new Mortified chapter in Dallas. On stage, Mortified is not an open mic session. Volunteers bring their diaries and childhood drawings to Jensen-Smith in advance. She helps them focus the material, material that can involve parental divorce or coming out of the closet.
How bad do things get?
We will cover any subject as long as there's some sort of a humorous anchor. We will cover anything because that's the story of a teenager. Teenagers go through everything.
During adolescence, we're still awkwardly trying on different identities, and we often can't distinguish real tragedies from hearing that Linda was seen talking with the new guy in class. So, our teen years are often the richest source for personal humiliation and humor.
But when we hear other people read these diaries and journals, it makes our teenage years seem a little less
Traumatizing.
Yeah.
That's why Jensen-Smith recommends whatever embarrassment people want to read on stage should be at least 10 years in their past. As they say, tragedy plus time equals comedy. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Mortified runs Friday and Sunday at the Dallas Comedy House. Find details at artandseek.org. It's currently 71 degrees in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth. This is KERA News.